So everyone, this is your only personal astrophysicist, Rohit Agarwal. Right, that bringing a brand new episode for our podcast, Astrophysics. So, unfortunately, this is the last episode of a season second. And with this, we are going to end our season second. And this will mark the official end of the season second, which was dedicated to our solar system. We have already created 4 episodes and your love was really, really insane of all of them. And I feel really glad when such responses are coming. So I think this is one of the most creative episodes and thought-provoking episodes that I have ever created, because the idea that I'm going to share in this particular episode is going to be, you know, it actually does not relate just to the cosmos but to our lives as well. So this idea is really thought-provoking, and you know, it was for first glance it was quite baffling for me to create an episode like that. But so, without wasting much of your time, let me get to the point that today's, basically the agenda is, today's idea is, does colonization make sense? So, what I think is that there are very harsh conditions right now, presently in India and all over the world. So, what I think is that, okay, so let me put this into reference with a story. Why multi-billionaires and, you know, the world's richest people are aiming for colonization, spacefaring civilization? Why it is essential? Why does that even make sense? Why don't you think that Earth is a good place to live on? So I think that if such people can think of it, then it must be a great, or maybe it must be an important idea. So let me start this with a story that billions of years ago, a city-sized asteroid hit the Earth's surface near Mexico, which was named as Chicxulub, and next to your amazement, that was the reason for the extinction of dinosaurs. And those dinosaurs were, you know, they were the massive part of the Earth as we are now. And in a fraction of a second, everything just wiped out, all of these, everything, literally everything. And what if the same happened? The years of civilization, the years of hard work, the, you know, the existence that we have on our planet, the greatest existence, all wiped out in a fraction of a second, just by an external force. Not only global warming, but natural consequences are also a part of, you know, the extinction of human species. So what I think is that human space civilization, you know, human civilization must be spacefaring, and you know, we need to go beyond Earth. We need to go further beyond, and we just not got to stick to our planet. And because, you know, anything can happen. Space, you know, universe is unimaginable. It's infinite. If infinite is a word phrase, then what I can get of universe is infinite, and universe is infinite, and we need to extend our existence. So that is it. And so let me tell you something about colonization, what we have done and what we are going to do. That was really thought-provoking. I should really recommend you, I'd really recommend you to think about it once, because that is a really serious idea. And for those who all says that Earth is made for humans, not only Earth is made for humans, guys. If we thought that same, okay, only the caves are made for humans, and the ones humans that were the early humans that lived in caves, they didn't came out of the caves, then I think that we'd not been able to extend our, you know, existence. So on Earth only, it's not about only space. So what I think is that There are many people who are working towards space colonization, and all of them have different goals. So let me first talk about SpaceX. So as we all know, SpaceX is an aerospace company, and a company which has a vision of terraforming Mars and colonizing Mars. So Elon Musk, the founder of SpaceX, says that the best place to live on is Mars after Earth. So yes, we can terraform Mars. And next one is Blue Origin. Blue Origin is founded by the creator and the founder and the CEO of Blue Origin is Jeff Bezos. And Jeff Bezos also says that we need to go beyond Earth, but he doesn't target only Mars. He says that there should be industries in the outer space, and there must be space colonization. So what he actually means is that we should literally live in space, in big domes and whatever we say them. And Elon Musk wants to terraform Mars. So there are subtle of differences in Blue Origin and SpaceX Origin, but both of the billionaires of the world that are on the top two are aiming for space colonization, and that is pretty huge. Now we can think the importance of space colonization, because one of the top two of the most top leaders are working towards it. And SpaceX has significant achievements. Literally, SpaceX has significant achievements in the development of Starship. Starship is basically the rocket, if you don't know, a big Falcon rocket, and Starship is a part of that rocket. And we have done more than 10 SN10 tests, and SpaceX is working with a very good pace towards terraforming Mars, and SpaceX is aiming that they'll send the first astronauts and the first crew, also the cargo, by 2024, and let us see the first humans on Mars by 2024, and that'll be huge. There will be achievement. What is next? And if we get invest in space colonization, that will really give great results. But if we go multi-planetary, if humans become the first multi-planetary species of this planet, then we should not forget that Earth is better than Mars, or Earth is better than any of the planets that we can live on, because we have evolved to live on Earth. But still, that doesn't mean that we should not step out of our comfort zone. And what I think is that space colonization is important, but Earth survival on Earth, and reconstruction of Earth, the healing of Earth is more important than space colonization. So we could focus on both of the things. We should reduce global warming and everything. Climate changes must be stopped, so that we could save Earth also and step out also. So there are both of the things that we could focus on, rather than just politics and all. I won't criticize anyone, but there are something out of this world also. So we should explore them, and that is really important. So according to me, colonization makes a huge sense when it comes to we need to step out or not, we need to go far or not. So obviously we need to go far beyond, we need to step out, we need to colonize Moon, we need to colonize Mars. And the next thing is that NASA is the biggest space organization that we all know. NASA was stepping towards Mars, because NASA has already visited Moon. They haven't actually, the existence is, if you'd ask me that what is the existence of NASA on Moon, then I'd say nothing. NASA was stepping towards Mars this time, but I don't know why they are again going back to the Moon for a permanent existence for now. In the first place they visited, and now they are going for the permanent existence. And that means that we'll have some sort of colonies, or we'd have some sort of sustainable resource development on Moon also. So it is good. And the NASA's mission to the Moon is called Artemis, if you don't know. And Artemis is going with a great pace now, because SpaceX is given the task for landing of human resources and supplies, and all of the thing is going on. all of this stuff is going on, just check out our Instagram page for latest updates. We are posting the latest updates related to everything, Artemis missions and everything. And there are hundreds of people, there are thousands of people who are working towards space colonization for now. And they're understanding the importance of space colonization. What I think is that space colonization is something that is very urgent and essential, not only because of the consequences of humans, the Earth can be destroyed, but there are many of other consequences which can destroy Earth, which are not in our hand. Literally, we don't have enough energy to destroy any asteroid coming to hit the Earth. So what I think is that we are like Schrodinger's cat. Yes, we are like a Schrodinger's cat. We are having a bomb, and that could be flown at any time. We don't know, but what most of the astronomical observations and everything says that we are not endangered by any of the asteroids and space threat for now, but still there are many threats, World War III and nuclear bombs, and there are a list of things which can destroy our human civilization. So we need to step out, and it is very essential. For all of them who say that our survival is first than space colonization, I think that both of them are really urgent, because Earth's survival is not in our hand. Yes, that is true. Earth's survival is partially in our hand. Global warming, climate changes, these are the things we can control. But an asteroid coming with literally a speed of hundreds of miles per hour is not in our hand. We are not having that technology that we can destroy that. So we are like Schrodinger's cat, and we need to step out of the box so that if somehow the civilization of Earth ends, then we have an option of going out. That was my deepest concern, guys. Thank you very much. This was all about this episode. I just cleared with my idea that yes, colonization is important. This is the end of the first. This is the end of the fifth episode of our season 2, and officially the end of our season 2. By this, we are going to start a new season with a new episode, a fresh beginning. And I hope you like the season a lot. Please, please rate us on Instagram. Please chat on Instagram, and whatever your feedbacks and your suggestions are, always always means a lot. Thank you very much, guys. This was all you just know how to, your one and only personal astrophysicist, Rohit Agarwal, right there, bring him on. So thank you very much.